I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com, find out about the shows and the hosts, and the information they're bringing out so you can be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th this month, the last weekend of this month, leads right into Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the Day of the Dead. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that can only mean one thing. Hey, it's time to have some fun. So actually, come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Or come as who you are. But any way you choose to do it, visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list, and make sure you show up at the Monterey Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., October 29th and 30th. Have a reading. Have a reflexology session. Get a massage. Get body work. Have energy healing. Visit the vendors. Attend all the lectures. Come out. Join us. Celebrate the weekend as we transition from this powerful month of clarity and wisdom into a month of magic and miracles. And speaking of this month, this is the 13th of October. We are almost in the middle of the heart of our month of the Master Teacher and Clarity and Wisdom. We are right here at this core element. And as you know, I do love me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And he took the title As a Man Thinketh from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know that our thoughts and beliefs create the manifestation of the life, the reality we're in right now. Our past thoughts and actions created this present moment. However, our past thoughts and actions don't create our future. Only our present thoughts and actions do that. So every day when we awaken, we have a new opportunity to create a new future for ourselves just by the thoughts, the beliefs that we put inside of ourselves and the actions we take as a result of that. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little section for each day of the month. And for the 13th, he tells us, focus on ideas. No person can be confronted with a difficulty which he has not the strength to meet and subdue. Every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with. Anxiety is therefore unnecessary. The task which cannot be overcome ceases to be a difficulty and becomes an impossibility. And there's only one way of dealing with an impossibility, namely to submit to it. That just simply means we surrender to what's there because it's an impossibility, and we see where it takes us. When we fall into the rapids and the current carries us forward, we can't fight the current. We can't swim against it. We have to see where it takes us. That's being in the present moment. That's being in the flow. However, as he says, every difficulty can be overcome if rightly dealt with it. The task which cannot be overcome is no longer a difficulty. So we allow it to show us where it's taking us, and we learn from that moment. So wherever you are right now in your life, know that you got here from past thoughts and actions. You got here from a confluence of events that you pulled together over time to bring you in this present moment. But the point is, you're not stuck here, and you don't have to stay here. But you may not get out of here by Friday, which is tomorrow. It may take more work, more time, more energy and effort, but you can definitely leave here. The unity shares with us two things for today is that I sow positive thoughts and harvest abundant blessings. It goes right with James Allen, which says, keep your thoughts positive, keep them proactive, keep them forward-looking, not rose-colored glasses. Deal with reality, because that's understanding the difficulty which can be overcome, or the difficulty which becomes an impossibility and can't be overcome. It gets there by being able to see it for what it is, but sow positive thoughts and harvest abundant blessings. And it also says, I am blessed as I pray for others. So as you feel the need to pray for yourself, remember to be inclusive of others. I was reminded very, very recently of that mantra that said, I felt bad for myself because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. Don't think that you don't have problems in your life, but also bless your life and bless others who may be experiencing the same thing or other things that are worse. Expand your heart, share your empathy, grow your love. And that leads us into our segment for today. Stephen Heckhouse is a healer and a channel. He's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. And through his extensive personal experience coupled with decades of meditation, he's cultivated a highly refined intuitive sensitivity to the disruptions of the natural balance of the physical, mental, and spiritual bodies, and allows him to create a connection with those beyond. Stephen joins us on the second Thursday of each month to share his divine messages. Let's listen to Stephen Heckhouse and his divine guidance. Welcome, Stephen.
Quite an introduction, Solarzar. I hope I can be as clear as that.
You always are.
Really? Okay, I don't know sometimes. Okay, very good. Anyway, thank you for the introduction, Solarzar. Once again, if there's anybody new listening, I just go into the silence and I allow myself to be a conduit for the divine. Sometimes it just takes me over completely. I can't even see my small individual self anymore. It just becomes, all I become is just that. Other times I get it the best I can, but it usually works pretty well. I just can get messages. Sometimes there's healing for people or groups, and sometimes I see healing Mother Divine. I call her Mother Divine, Mother God. She can come through and just start healing the planet. I don't know how it works. I just open myself up and I become sort of a conduit of the light or something. I don't know exactly how to talk about it, but it just is. So what I'm going to do is just go into the silence, and we'll see what happens. All right, give me a couple minutes. Sometimes it's very fast, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but I'm just going to go into the silence now and open myself up to the divine. Whew. feels like we're tapping into the universal deities. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than other times. Just bear with me here. I just wait for something to happen. Sometimes it happens like this. Sometimes I go into the silence and I get a little taste of it, but nothing really big. And then it can take off a little bit later. I never know what's going to happen. So I apologize for the dead air time. All I can do is open up and see what comes through. A lot of times it's Mother Mary. It can be guardian angels, or it's like the sun itself in the sky. It's like sunlight comes and heals. Nothing so far. Let me just go back into the silence and just see if something comes. Okay, here we go. There's this light coming around the planet. It's like a wonderful light coming around the whole planet that we're on. Looks rather golden, like sort of a soft golden light coming all around the planet. And there's this wonderful being here. I don't know who this is, but it's a divine being. And this being is so subtle. The awareness of this being is so subtle. It's so fine. It's so delicate. There's just stillness about this being. You can't tell if it's male or female. It probably doesn't even matter with this particular being. It's just stillness and quietness. I see the nature of this being. If I get a name for him or her or it, I'll let you know. But so far, the nature of this being is just stillness and hardly saying a word. It's just soft light around the planet. Oh, I see. And the light around the planet benefits people's hearts. There might not be any words from this deity, but there may or they may not be. But this. I tend to call this being a he for some reason. It seems like more of a male energy. The benefit of this divine being is to develop peace. It's about peace. And it looks like some people on the planet releasing some stress out of their bodies and hearts. Sometimes when people release stress, my voice goes like this. It's like stress is being released and being blown away is all I can think. That's what it feels like. Like stress is coming out and being blown away. So there are stresses being released from people and maybe the planet right now. Things becoming softer, easier, less noisy. It's almost like the lesson I had to learn today with all the dead air. It makes me a little bit nervous sometimes because I never know what's going to happen. I'm thinking, oh boy, it's a lot of dead air. But the lesson for me in this particular time, and maybe for other people, is just patience. Just be still. Just wait. And there is that phrase, all things, what is it? All good things come to those who just stand and wait. So just be patient in your life. Good things can happen. Looks like there's a cleansing going on for people living on the surface of this planet. People living on the surface of this planet. Good things happening. Yeah, this great big huge universal deity just taken me over. And his hands are as big as the I think bigger than that. They're very great big arms. This is a really gigantic being. And he's just, it looks like he's just waving his hands and just washing things away. And there's nothing that anybody really has to do. It's just things washing away. Uncomfortable energies, thoughts and feelings, pain, whatever, their thing is just washing away. And it looks like the color of this energy is like white and gold. Frequently it is white and gold. Nice combination. And it's very healing. It's just being all these stresses and things, disorders leaving, are just going back to the light. The nature of this coming time, which a lot of people call this new age or this dawning of heaven on earth, God knows when it'll actually come. I hope I can see it. I hope we can all see it. But it's been said time and time before, so who knows when it's going to show up. I just think it's coming. I've given up on timing because I never know. But the nature of it, one of the biggest qualities of this time coming looks like just the element of quietness. Not bombs falling or guns being shot in anger. None of the wars and things like that. It looks like the nature of this coming time will be a big aspect of it will be just stillness, silence, not having to go out and do sort of off things in the world. It won't be, looks like it'll be very different than that. It'll be quiet. Instead of wars, it'll be peace. And people will have, their hearts will be open to the hearts of others. Especially the hearts of other people, too, in foreign lands, which people frequently don't necessarily know how to deal with. They're just foreign people, and people don't know always how to deal with that because they're too far away. It looks like the coming time will be one big heart around the whole world, and it'll be like universal peace. I think the only reason we have all these troubles in the world today is we people on the planet have stresses in our nervous systems. We have imprints in our minds and bodies from events that happened before, which leave stress in our bodies. You know, like a harsh thing happens in our life, and while the harsh thing may not be happening anymore, you know how it can do. It can leave a stain. It can leave a memory. It can sort of dim people's awareness. And then when a lot of these things happen, the stresses build up. And then, you know, things go a bit haywire because we're not really connected to the divine anymore, at least not consciously. It looks like the coming times, the nature of life on Earth will be clarity. Much more clarity, increasing clarity instead of ever-increasing stress, which it looks like it is so much of the time. Especially in some places of the planet, it's so stressed. All there is war, and it's very difficult to watch. It's very difficult for a lot of us to see. But it looks like there'll be a time when that doesn't happen anymore. I see people just laying their guns on the ground and shaking hands and thinking, okay, let's do something different now. God knows what we were doing this past fighting for. What the hell? Why? But from now on, let's just share meals and shake hands and be as one. It looks like this heart around the world is the heart of God. All the different religions in the world being part of that, even though a lot of people may think that the religions are all this and that except their own. A lot of people tend to think this, and I'm not so sure that's real. I'm trying to be very gentle here because a lot of people are very adamant that their way is the only way. But I don't think that's the way. What I'm seeing is if people can just forget about the religious differences, lay down their arms and come together, that will be God right there. Not fighting over who's right about religion or right or wrong about this or that. I think it looks like that's not going to matter at all. People are just going to give up the ghost of that kind of thing. And just give each other hugs, and just forget the past, or let it go, so we're not stuck there. and it looks like this heart I see around the world will get stronger and will start pumping more, beating more divinely. And it looks like the individual people in the world have this same heart. It's just like, it's the same heart that's around the world, but they have their own individual hearts that are, say, what, 4 inches across, 4.5 inches high? They're very small little things compared to this gargantuan heart that's around the world. But it looks like it's the same heart. You know, as above, so below, as without, so within. We have these individual hearts and the big heart around the world. It looks like it's all the same thing. We just have our individual hearts because we have these small bodies, you know. But it looks like all the same thing. Just the heart of God. You know, as it says in the Bible, that I hardly ever read the Bible. I don't really read it, but I know a few things that I've heard are in there. Like, didn't Christ say the kingdom of heaven is within? Well, so I'm seeing everybody has these divine hearts. And I think what happens is our divine hearts get covered over by the trials and tribulations and stresses of what go on in the world. And then we get caught up in it and we're covered over. So we don't feel our divine nature anymore. I think the whole purpose of life is to uncover our hearts. No matter what else we're doing in the world, uncovering our being from the past impressions and the past stresses that just lay there like blankets over our being. I think what I've heard from yogis and people who really know truth is that the purpose of life is to uncover ourselves, take off all these blankets of stress from the past that cover us over, and just let our hearts shine in the true divinity that they are. Kingdom of heaven is within, you know. And then whatever you do, uncover yourself, become consciously, be aware of the light within you and consciously become that divine light. Whatever you're doing in the world will be done with grace and ease and wonderment. You could just be, it could be anything. You could be working in a bowling alley and it'll be just great because you'll be spreading the divine around. You'll be the walking presence of the divine in that bowling alley. A dishwasher washing dishes will be doing it with the divine. The soap and the water will be the divine fluid washing the divine dishes. It'll just be stillness. Soldiers, for all I know, may stop the fighting and instead of solving problems by shooting, if they have that divine energy within them consciously, maybe they'll just want to go over and say, "Hello, brother. I was shooting at you, but I don't want to do it anymore." I guess wars have to happen sometimes. I don't know. I'm very ignorant in all this, of all the mechanics of why wars happen. I mean, I know why they happen, but why they have to keep happening and happening. I think it's just an influence of the stresses that we as people have in our minds and hearts and bodies. And if we can release all that stuff any way we can forget all that stuff and just be of the light instead of just all the angry things that happen in the world. I'm just saying this the best I can because this is what I'm seeing. I might not get the words exactly right, but I can see it, and I'm trying to say it the best I can. Once again, I always get something for Solarzar, and it looks like he's one of these beings that's doing this, doing his best to uncover his divine being and be consciously just the divine instead of all the things from the past that most of us have. I always see something for Solarzar. He's one of these beings that is uncovering and uncovering and uncovering and becoming more consciously the light. And it looks like I'm seeing other people that are doing the same thing, maybe just spontaneously. They're being purified just spontaneously. They don't even know how it's happening. It just is. God just simply taking care of them and pulling off guard. And then all of a sudden they realize, oh my God, isn't that wonderful to be free of all that? It's just, I feel like all I am is just the divine. It's just, how did this happen? Maybe God just happens to do it for them. But it looks like the world becoming more and more like that, even though there's a lot of really hard things happening in the world right now for a lot of different people. But it looks like we can have a new time, where instead of fists and fights, it'll be handshakes and hugs. And how are you, my brother, my sister? How can I help? I know there's a lot of that now, but what I see is it could happen in mass. Divine grace coming down to the world from God. Almost like hot golden light burning away old things that need to be burned away. As if stresses were flammable, and the golden light starts to burn these old stresses, and then they won't be there anymore. So I see this wonderful golden light coming. And people being able to experience the divine themselves, being able to feel God within their hearts and all around them, becoming nothing but that. Going from small, scared self to huge, enormous God self. A living brotherhood of God. Brotherhood, sisterhood. I was hearing on the radio either earlier about a movement in the world, many movements in the world, to stop having women be paid less than men, and to be having such hard times in the world, and men having an easier time and lording it over the women. There's a lot of movements to help the women gain more stature and have equal pay and have equality with the men. Wouldn't that be nice? A partnership society, call it. An honor for the women, not exploitation. Peace within our hearts. That'll be another aspect of this new time. Peace within our hearts. And not just a peace that's a temporary and fleeting, you know, real, solid peace. Nature of the divine peace. Become universal, infinite beings within our own self. Get enough people like that coming around, enough people like that developing that, we'll have a different world. Grace of God coming down, healing people on the planet. Because it looks like it's time. A lot of us have had these old imprints and stresses for a long time. And it looks like it's time to really start letting these things go. A lot of us have been at this for a long time. I'm doing our best to heal ourselves and let go of the past. It looks to me like it's maybe perhaps speeding up, like it's time. Plus, we'll feel a lot better if we do. Yeah. It's very practical. It wants to feel bad. The stresses bring nothing but pain. The light brings nothing but happiness. A wonderful, soothing light, sort of light reddish in color, very soothing, very warm, perhaps coming in and loosening up some stresses in the lower parts of our bodies, and blowing and washing them away. Base chakra here is red, so there's a sort of reddish light coming in and going into the base chakra and coming up inside our bodies. I call it red. I don't really know the significance of this intellectually. I just report what I see and feel and experience. But it looks wonderful. God taking our hands and leading us out of the gloom into the light. Another aspect of this coming time and this enlightened time would be sweetness. Just sweetness. Sweetness to our friends and lovers and acquaintances, people, and sweetness toward the people of the world, the animals of the planet. And instead of doing things just for ourselves, being done with everybody in mind, and all the planets, all the plants and animals and people, with everything in mind, rather than just our short-sighted goals. Because I hear that's been happening a lot. Things are going extinct because we haven't seemed to care enough about our actions. Looks like that'll be a different thing. Actions in the coming time will be such that we take everything into consideration, not just our pocketbook. So things get done properly and life-givingly instead of life-destructively. Divine grace for everyone. Peace on the planet. And like I say, not just a temporary fleeting peace, something really substantial, like the peace of God on the planet. It's like God touching the planet. I'm sure God already does. What I'm thinking is it's just we don't always experience it. So we think, oh, God is coming to save us. Maybe God is already within us and without us, and it's already here, just that we get blinded by our own stress piled up over our beings and our hearts. So what we got to do is just find one method or another, or just let it happen. Find ways of releasing the stress from your bodies and minds and hearts. Like I heard that Mother Mary had told someone one point, there's as many ways of praying as there are people on the planet. So if you find something that works for you to pull off the old impressions, the old blankets of misery from your being, favor those things. Whatever produces peace in the body, whatever produces peace in the mind and ease in the body, go for those things. Looks like people's hearts and chests purifying, becoming gold. Happiness developing, love developing, peace and contentment and ease. Instead of racing around, trying to pull everything off all the time, being able to take our time. Or even if there are a lot of things, being able to do without a rush and easily anyway. Just because it can be done easily anyway. That would be the nature of this new world. Looks like a lot of old coverings leaving the planet. Time for it to go. All it produces is misery. It's like a dark, foggy day. And I know actual nice, dark, foggy days can be quite beautiful. I'm talking about something different. It's just like the dark fog of old stress. Looks like some of that coming off the planet. God's grace for everyone. Sometimes we can think, oh, well, you know, everybody else can have it. Not necessarily for us. But I don't think that's the case. I think everyone has the divine within him, and it can be woken up within everyone. All love for everyone. Just keep your eyes on God, whatever you want to call God. Call it the divine, call it peace on earth, whatever you want to call God. It's just a name. Whatever you want to call that fantastic light in your heart, keep your eyes on that. Whatever you want to call God or the divine or whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter. Keep your eyes on that. It's dignified. It's graceful. It leads to peace. Heaven for everyone. Heaven for the planet. It looks like the world becoming heaven. They say the planet, some people say the planet is actually a deity named Gaia. I tend to believe it. It sounds great to me. It looks good to me. It looks like the world becoming heaven. Special blessings for the poor and for the people who can honor the poor by helping them out when they come in need. I heard a story of Yogananda one time. Someone came to him and asked him, this was in Los Angeles, someone came to him and asked him to show him the most spiritual person in the whole city. The story I heard was he took him for a car ride. And they went all over the place in L.A., downtown and this here and there. They finally ended up on Skid Row, a place that was, a really kind of miserable area. And there was a man laying there who'd passed out in the alleyway. And Yogananda pointed to the man and said, "That's him over there." God works in mysterious ways. Just because a person's throwing up in the gutter does not mean he's any less than you or I. May have just had a bit of a time. But he said that was the most spiritual man in all of L.A. So, I always remember that story. So honor everything you meet, everyone you meet. Forgive them their trespasses. Forgive our own trespasses. Forgive and forget. Let the light come through. Let it shine. Become the light. Radiate. All love for everyone. And now I give the microphone back to Solarzar.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for sharing all that. And for the listeners, if you've had silences from Stephen, we've actually had some issues with streaming, but this show will replay in its entirety tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And you'll be able to hear everything at that time if you missed anything now. Stephen, thank you so much for all that you share. As you know, because I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's the show I look forward to most often during the month is when you're able to come and share and bring through the guidance that you receive, because it's always soft, gentle, loving, and affirming for everyone who listens.
Thank you so much. And what I have to say is, you're saying that about the divine. I'm simply a messenger. Although it integrates with me, so I love that. And it's just, all it is just the divine that comes through. And it's one of the high points of my month as well, just being able to do this. So thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so very, very much. We want to let folks know they'd also be able to come see you at the Rota Psychic Fair on the 29th and 30th of the month at Monterey Fairgrounds. But if they're unable to see you there, they can go to AmritaLoka.com to connect with you and be able to have some private sessions with you, both for their body and their spirit. So any thoughts before you, before we move on? Any final thoughts, Stephen?
Let me just see. Divine grace for every heart. It looks like wonderful, almost like lightning light, but not fast like lightning. It's just, but like sort of shining light with silver in it. Going to hearts, going to people's hearts. Some stress is being released, being blown away.
Well, Stephen, many blessings for you, and we will see you very, very soon. And thank you for all that you do and all that you share.
Thank you for everything yourself, Solar Czar. You're just a wonderful, magnificent, great, big, huge being. And just that.
Well, thank you, sir. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
So that was Stephen Heckhouse. Go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and take a look, where you can link over to his website directly. So, and I want to remind you once again, in case you feel you've missed anything or there were gaps of what you heard, the full show will replay tomorrow from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time right here on Radio Monterey. I want to mention what's coming up, though, this coming Saturday, because we're going to have our full moon in Aries. About 9:23 p.m. Saturday evening, we'll have that energy of that full moon. And you know, the full moon is always a manifesting time. It's always a time when things come out. Because it's in Aries too, it's really going to be a time of taking action, moving. We're going to think, we're going to feel confident. We may even express ourselves a little too forcefully. But anything you've been putting off expressing, you may find yourself suddenly having diarrhea of the mouth, and it's all just going to start flowing out. So be cautious, be careful, be comfortable, be confident. So the full moon generally represents a culmination of the things that we've done and intended from the last new moon. And a lot of that's been kept up inside. Because this is an Aries full moon, it can get a little messy and a little complicated if we try to do and say everything. So this will be a good time for changes. It'll be a good time for changes in business. It'll be a good time for changes in career, if you don't consider that the same as business. You may even change locations because of career or business. But Aries like to take credit. And it's very important that from this full moon, we all take one significant message. This is the time to share the credit. I don't care if you did all of it yourself. This is time to share the credit. This is the time to make sure that you're not standing at the front of the pack saying, no, this was all about me. It's not a Donald Trump moment. We do it together. As Lao Tzu say, the best description of leadership is when it's all done, people talk about what we accomplished together. That's the approach to this full moon. It's the we full moon. Aries will be pushing for the I. Aries will be pushing for I led, I did, I coordinated, and the answer to all of that is this must be about the we. So please play nicely. Take credit where it's due, but share the credit. take credit where it's due. If you absolutely did X and everybody knows you did X, take credit for X, but acknowledge that it couldn't have happened if everybody else hadn't done Y and Z and W and P and Q. So make sure you're sharing the credit everywhere. Now, also, because of the aspects of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto with this full moon, we're going to have some real times of transformative thoughts, transformative actions, and transformative intentions. Now, as you know, Uranus is all about reinvention and revolution. You know, Neptune is about our unconscious, our deepest desires, our dreams. And Pluto is, of course, about transformation. So their aspects with this full moon will say, this is the time when you can redo, redefine, redesign, and reinstitute something that's been on hold, something you've been thinking about doing, and your words will have power. So pay attention to your words very, very carefully. The conversation I've been having with people related to this election cycle is not about a candidate or this candidate as much as words have power and words have consequences. And once we put our words out there, nothing we say brings them back. As we go into this Aries full moon, remember a couple of things. Think twice before you say nothing. And then the words of Michael Chase, the founder of the School of Kindness, who says, before you speak, ask yourself, am I being kind? Will the words I'm about to say be kind? That might be true, but are they kind? Allow yourself in this full moon to be kind going forward through the rest of this month, because the words will have consequences. And remember, Mercury went into Libra last month. So Mercury in Libra has done two things. Mercury, from our communication perspective, is seeking balance and harmony. But Libra damn sure can't make up their mind about anything. You know, I shouldn't say that for all you Libras out there. Words have consequences. But Libra tends to want to balance all sides of a situation. So when we get into our Aries full moon, we're going to want to do, we're going to want to act, we're going to want to say. And part of that could be, you know, and I can't believe you haven't made up your mind. Well, they haven't made up their mind because Mercury is in Libra. No matter what else was guiding them leading up to the last week, Mercury is in Libra. Getting to decisions will not be easy, not because the decisions themselves are hard, but because the thought process is trying to be so inclusive. So allow everybody to have their time. If you are not the person running for president of the United States at this moment, chances are the decision can wait a little bit. Don't push for it. Don't turn it into a conflict. Now, something very powerful happened, or was at least announced today. Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize for literature. Now, there are many within the literature genre that some are very upset about that because, you know, he's not a writer. And others have praised it for what it recognizes. And it goes back to what I said just a little while ago. Words have consequences. Words have power. His words have carried generations after generations after generations. Bob Dylan himself always said that he was not a political songwriter or political musician. But yet his songs have actually carried messages of potent political points, potent cultural points. It'd be like saying that so many of our early balladeers like Pete Seeger and even Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie were not in fact political, but yet what they were was they were troubadours of the human experience of their time. And in so many ways, that's what Bob Dylan has represented for many generations. And he's redefined himself, going from acoustic to electronic guitar, doing country as well as gospel as well as ballads. So there's so much in the makeup of Bob Dylan. And I felt really there was only one way to end tonight's show. Of course, as always, I want you to turn the lead in your life into gold. And as you go forward over these next several weeks until our next show on Tuesday, our next live show on Tuesday, I want you to remember to practice your mantra every morning and every evening. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And don't get caught up and enraptured and sucked in by all the political diatribe. You know the appropriate choices that need to be made. You know the appropriate choices you'll allow yourself to make. Don't overthink it. Mercury is in Libra. The choices are simple. Vote with your heart. And remember what Bob Dylan told us. The times, they are a-changing. Thank you for listening. Many blessings.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing.
Vibrations of happening with us.